Welcome to Twin Cities Theater Chat. This podcast is created by members of the Twin Cities Theater Bloggers to share our love of theater, promote theater going, and support our theater community. On today's episode, we're continuing our short series on the history plays at the Guthrie Theater. For the first time in over 30 years, the Guthrie is performing Richard II, Henry IV, and Henry V with a rotating repertory cast. Today, Rob Dunkelberger of the Stages of Minnesota is chatting with M. Rosenberg, an actor, vocalist, musician, arts administrator, and visual artist who is performing a variety of roles in this epic Shakespearean event, which runs through May 25th. Before we go to the interview, I wanted to let you know that the Twin Cities Theater Bloggers will be participating in a talkback on Saturday, April 27th, following the 1 p.m. performance of Richard II. To get a 20% discount to this performance, just call the Guthrie box office and use the code TCBLOG, that's T-C-B-L-O-G, to get that 20% discount. Check out the show notes for more details.
This is Rob Dunkelberger of the Stages of Minnesota. As part of our ongoing look at the Guthrie's mounting of Shakespeare's history plays in rep, I'm talking with M. Rosenberg, an actor I consider to be a rising star in the Twin Cities acting community. M., thank you so much for taking time to chat with me today.
Hi, Rob. Thanks so much for having me. I'm happy to be here.
The first time I saw you on stage was in the fall of 2021 in Theatre Pro Rata's production of Top Girls. I mentioned in that review that you were the standout in the cast, and everything I've seen you in since has only solidified your place on my list of actors to always try and catch anything they are in. The Guthrie Theater is one of the top theaters in the country. How does it feel to be making your official Guthrie debut?
Thank you so much for that. I really appreciate all your comments thus far over the years. It feels really wonderful. It's an honor to make it my debut here. And it means so much to me on many different levels to be part of this community in Minneapolis and in the Twin Cities. So yeah, truly a lot.
What does earning this opportunity mean for you as an actor career-wise?
Yeah, it means a lot for my growth as an actor to be acting at this level, at this kind of stage, with this vast audience. I wish to be working at this level for my life, so to me, it's the first step in a career, and every bit has been a learning experience for me. So it's a new thing to learn how to perform for this large of a theater. So as well as a job, this has been also just a wonderful learning experience.
Before we dig into the Shakespeare plays themselves, I'm currently reading a book by Mickey Rowe, who is an actor with the autism spectrum. And there was a passage I quite liked. It said, "Representation allows young people to imagine what can be and be unburdened by what has been." Your identity as a trans non-binary, would that be correct?
Yes.
Actor. How important was representation to you growing up, and as an actor, is being that representation something you're conscious of?
Yes. To me, representation is everything, because growing up, I didn't have that representation of queerness, of transness, and so I didn't even realize until later in life, in college, when I was seeing that representation around me, that was an option in life, and that was what I was missing inside of myself this whole time. So, you know, on a personal note, it just means everything to me to be a non-binary actor on this stage. There have been, you know, a few non-binary actors at the Guthrie before, and I hope that we will only continue to act here and act at this level, and it does not pass me by that I'm, you know, performing on this stage as a non-binary person, and I do feel like it's still definitely, you know, a fight to to be seen for who I am in the arts and in theater, especially when you are presenting different gendered characters. And what I love about this project in particular is that I get to play a range of genders and like kind of on my own understanding. So I've been able to craft these classical characters in my own light, you know, to represent these types of gender expressions that I'd like to express. So, yeah, it really is the pinnacle for me of what it means to be on this stage. And yeah.
That's great. I love that you are able to play multiple genders within these productions. That's fantastic.
Yeah, definitely. I start a lot of them, you know, I'll make sure that each show has a little bit of flair across the spectrum of gender.
Sure.
So that if somebody only catches one show, they'll see me across the board.
Great.
So
represent done as frequently as it once was. Have you done rep before?
I have never done rep before. And it is a beautiful experience because you have to work with this lovely company of actors and create this trust and community with them in order to really portray these shows at such a fast speed. You know, we've been rehearsing for quite a while, but in the reality of it, you've only been rehearsing each play for a shorter amount of time than there typically is allowed for a play.
Mm-hmm. According to what I've seen, you're playing 8 different roles across the 3 plays. Can you talk about the challenges of keeping that many parts in your head at one time?
Yes. Yeah, I do play 8 roles. The challenges of that. Okay, let me think. They're all in my head right now, so they're all trying to say something different to me, you know? But I think it's just the differences. It challenges you as an actor to make firm choices for each different character. And, you know, if I had a couple characters, then it would be easier to just, make a couple contrasting choices, but then because I have 8, you know, my choices have started to feel like over the rehearsal process kind of the same, and I'll remember like, oh no, I already made that choice for a character in the previous play. Maybe we need to explore something different here. So it's really testing me as an actor to push in different directions and to really think about like what is serving the play in this moment. How can I, you know, best collaborate with what the people are portraying around me. So it's just a new challenge that I've been happy to pick up and is tracking a lot of costumes, tracking a lot of movement and entrances. So a lot of stuff.
Some of the actors I know are playing the same character in multiple plays. Do you have any of those, or?
I do not. Okay. I show up new every time.
Oh wow!
And sometimes it's just for a scene, you know. But what I think what I love about this process is that every actor in this company is so strong, and I mean, just many are Twin Cities legends, you know, and they've therefore been able to take each small, what we perceive as these small characters, and give them so much depth and meaning, even if they just show up for one scene. So that's definitely what I try to do each time.
Like you say, the cast is filled with Guthrie veterans. Is there any sense of a mentorship or taking the new kid under their wing?
Yeah. It almost makes me emotional to think about because I am one of the youngest people in this cast. I'm making my debut. Sometimes it has been terrifying to step into the room with these veterans, and but you know, truthfully, it's been a wonderful mentorship from them, and they take you under their wing, you know. And if nothing else, you just see right in front of you how it's done, you know. So I came in the first day and I realized I had a lot to learn, and then you just have to do it. But I truly value each of them so much for what they have, for their ability to support the younger people in the cast. Mm-hmm.
Do you find this project required you to learn new skills, or is it just a matter of relying on your existing process and extending it?
Definitely both. You know, there's a matter of both, but for new skills, even though I was an essential, what the Guthrie calls, you know, somebody who's an extra in a show.
In Hamlet, I
believe, right? In Hamlet, yes, last year. I learned in that experience how to, like, physicalize for an audience this large. But this time, I'm speaking for the first time on this stage. So I do have to learn different skills of enunciation, and also just how to clearly portray a message for these plays that are not as popular for most of our audiences, you know? So I've really had to just sit down with the text and understand the purpose behind each line in a different way than would be necessary for a smaller audience or a more intimate space. And while also keeping in mind, you know, how do I as M want to portray these characters and show something new within my own self as my identity? You know, how can I kind of manage the classical with the contemporary? So this has been, I think, my greatest challenge with that. Yeah.
I know you've done Shakespeare before, but every role is a new challenge, and mm-hmm. this one particularly with 3 plays, 8 roles. What are the challenges, though, unique to Shakespeare?
What are the challenges unique to Shakespeare?
Yeah, and how comfortable are you with Shakespeare's speech?
Yeah. You know, I thought I was comfortable, and then I came here, and then I was like, oh, I have a lot to learn. Because I went through the BA program at the University of Minnesota. There is some Shakespeare teaching, but it's not the focus of the program, unlike more so of the BFA. And so my first Shakespeare that I'd ever been in was after I graduated from college. And I taught myself a lot of what I know thus far, and I was just teaching myself through watching other actors. So Shakespeare, to me, I love the rhythm. I love the rhythm of the text. I love the opportunity to bring it into the contemporary in whatever way you want. I think everybody has their own thoughts of what Shakespeare you know, can or cannot be, or should or should not be, but I think it truly, you can make it anything because it is so universal within the messaging. And because I have more of an analytical brain, I actually really enjoy the methods of Shakespeare and how to analyze the text, how to physicalize it.
Are there resources within the Guthrie system for the actors, like the dramaturg?
Yes, definitely. The dramaturg, Carla, has been an amazing resource, especially with understanding how, especially with understanding the history of these plays that, you know, I certainly had very little understanding, you know, coming in about England 1398 to 1420, and so, you know, she's been an incredible resource in just understanding like how each of these characters really would operate in this world, because we are taking a little bit more of a classical approach in the design and you know, and living in that time period more. So that's been important to kind of understand.
What's next for M. Rosenberg?
Well, I've been doing Shakespeare for a couple years now, and so I think it, you know, this might be my hurrah for a while with Shakespeare, and I am auditioning right now, and I think, you know, hopefully there's a musical on the other end of that.
Sure.
So I think I will always return to Shakespeare, and I'm excited to, at a later date, and explore some contemporary material after this, because I love the pairings. I think, you know, an actor's joy is the diversity of work, and at least for me it is. So for me as an actor, it's the most important thing that drives me is bringing work into the contemporary moment. How does this hit you today? And I love to do that with all kinds of work across the board.
Before I let you go, I have one final question. Mm. What is your favorite Shakespeare play and why?
Oh, hold on. I need to think. Oh, man.
This gave Joe Haj a pause, too. He had to think, too, so don't worry.
Yeah. Oh, gosh. There's so many. And, you know, in general, I love Romeo and Juliet for the text. I think the text of Romeo and Juliet is so beautiful, and loving and consistently relevant. But I am also always thinking about how to queer Shakespeare, and the character of Rosalind to Ganymede in As You Like It is so beautiful to me, and a role that I wish to play later in life. And so I've been thinking about that play a lot, and how it kind of hits me. Oh gosh, but it's Shakespeare is so expansive, so it's, you know, I can't find that I dislike many, you know. I like so many of them, yeah.
It's sort of a cruel question in a way, because I couldn't even name it, but I asked the question.
Sure.
Em, thank you again for taking the time to chat with me today. I'm looking forward to your performance in the history plays and all your future roles as well.
Thanks so much. I appreciate it.
Thank you for listening to Twin Cities Theater Chat. Please subscribe to this podcast on your favorite platform, rate and review us, and spread the word. Follow the Twin Cities Theater bloggers on Facebook and Instagram to read our reviews and find out what we're up to, and go see a show.